Not being involved in that side of it, I don't know.
Yeah, because of the Axiom body cams and whatnot, they're all time stamped and they can't be tampered with. So it's, you know, live video footage that you really can't argue with. I don't know how they'll do it, but I just know that's coming. And I support it, but I'm not exactly a big fan of it. More work than I absolutely have to do.
Yeah, that's the only problem is having to add that extra layer on there and logging all of that and dealing with it afterwards. What a pain.
Victor Alpha 7, Lima, Golf, November, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew, V7, LET.
Morning, Andrew, VE7, CQE.
You sound awfully sleepy this morning, Hiroshi. I almost didn't recognize you.
I just got into that little lull there. But, yeah, no, all is good.
Well, happy Tuesday. I'm on my way downtown. Of course, somebody decided to book me a half an hour before my usual start time, so now I got a whole butt to get downtown before I'm really awake.
Well, on the bright side, at least traffic's a little less.
I was just about to say, welcome to my world.
Yeah, I don't envy you there, Charles. Having to go out to sites, and then depending on how far out they are, it depends on how early you got to get up. Now, at least I know my commute length.
Yeah, considering you know, we service the entire province, you know, you get a call at 1 in the morning. Yep, I need you to be in Golden for 8 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, Golden, 1 a.m. tomorrow, 8 a.m. tomorrow, right?
Nope, that's when you grab everything, throw it in the truck, and leave now.
Talk about short notice. Good Lord, that's quite the commute.
Oh, I've had it happen, dude. I've had it happen.
So, Hiroshi, I had my receivers and transmitters session presented yesterday. Seemed to go okay. I didn't boggle too many people.
Oh, right on. That's good to hear. Yeah, I got to do one coming up going, so you're afraid to do a presentation. Let's talk about how you can do one and not be that afraid. Ha-ha.
Yeah, you know, I often take for granted how hard presenting is for some people, because to me it's just like breathing. It's nothing. But I've been doing it for basically since I was 12. So it's absolutely no sweat to me. It doesn't matter the audience. I'm good to go. Get me up on stage, and then I remember my poor grade 8 PE teacher, fresh teacher, right out of college, all of 23 years old, and she was literally shaking when she was presenting the PE awards, because she was so scared of presenting in front of any kind of audience.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it's like the first, like I've grown up on stage, so it wasn't really that bad. But presenting solo and talking about it, I found was difficult versus performing. But then after doing it a few times, it's like, okay, I think I got it now. So it's not too bad. But it's just trying to instill that into people that it's not that bad to have to do a presentation. It's a little bit of preparation, and then just a bit of a mind change is how to do it. And there's a few little tricks that I learned over the years. Hopefully, they'll help others who have something that they want to present to the world and are afraid to.
Yeah, totally fair. I think the next presentation I'm going to be doing is probably on 3D printing. Doug and I are going to be, more so designing for 3D printing, but there was a lot of interest. We did a little electronics project, and I made a little box to put it in, and we're going to be doing another clock project at the club, and Dino wants to incorporate designing the box as part of the presentation for it, so I think that might be fun.
Yeah, I know that's my weakness right now. It's not great on the design side. I know I have the idea in my mind, but how to lay it out, that's always the fun part. And that's the part I keep running into difficulties with. It just takes time to figure it out, and right now it's just taking ridiculous amounts of time to do the simplest thing, and part of it is just inexperience on that front.
Well, when we're going to do it, I'll let you know if you want to come out and watch the presentation or participate in that. I don't think anybody have an issue with you coming out and engaging with us out in Surrey.
Yeah, thank you. I'll keep that in mind. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's always fun. You know, you get that idea going, oh yeah, if I do this, then suddenly you find a feature going, ooh, I know where I can use this feature. Then when you get to that time when you need it, it's like, okay, now how did I do that again?
Yeah, I run into that a lot. And so does my dad. So that's a common one. Designing a lot helps with that. So always keeping the skills up. But yeah, it's like whenever I do like mirrors or any of that stuff, it's like, okay, all right, where's the button again?
Yeah, I had fun the other day because I had to create a tapered cone, and it was like, I found the feature once, like, ooh, okay, that'll work, that'll make that happen, and then it was like, try to find it again, oh my god, but I did figure it out in the end, but it just took a while. It was quite funny. It's like, I was laughing at myself, I was like, you know how to do this, where the heck is it? But, oh well, I'm just pulling into the alley here behind work, so I'm going to get off the radio and, start to try to make myself look important. So everybody have a great day, and don't work too hard, don't work too late, just make the bosses think you are. So this is Victor Alpha 7 Lima Contango. I'm going to step away for now. 7-3, guys.
Yeah, cheers, Hiroshi, and I need to get back to driving. VA7LGN.
V7CQE just had to step out of the truck and throw my boots on. Now I'm out. I'm going to be doing my signs.
7-3 to all. 7-LG.